Current state law requires dog tracks to maintain a steady racing schedule in order to keep their gaming licenses, and then they can offer games like poker. But on Monday, Carrie Teal, executive director of advocacy group Gray2K USA, asked the Senate Committee on Gaming to remove or decouple the dog racing requirement.
It's my belief that as the dog racing industry further contracts, and if you allow decoupling, you would see gambling on live greyhound racing decline further.
Teal says he also wants dog tracks to be required to report greyhound injuries to the state. He says data from states that do require reporting show that dogs are frequently euthanized after being seriously injured. The most common type of injury, he says, is broken legs from falling during races. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.